Good morning and welcome to the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us. Don, you're here.
I'm here.
Look at that. Surprisingly enough, he's here. Ava, you're here.
I'm here.
And I'm here, Eric. I am your host. And a lot of cool stuff we're going to be talking about today. A little bit about water level, Don.
Yeah.
That's happening
Could
everywhere.
Could be an issue.
Lots of fun stuff with that. We're talking wolf management. We're going to be talking about the best and worst fishing scenes in movies.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
And much more intriguing things yet to come. Hang tight.
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Good morning, Donald.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ava.
Good morning.
What a lovely day it is.
It's beautiful.
It's been a great week.
It's funny, when you walk outside in the morning and you just get a smile on your face because it's not this, my eyelids are freezing shut, I got to get it to my car, how long is it going to take to warm it up, are the seat warmers going on and the hand warmers and the steering wheel? It's nice. I really enjoy it.
I had a good time to air out the house, you know, open all the windows up. And
the grill went up last night. Did that. Had a little grilling going on, so that was kind of cool. Kind of the inaugural.
I've done it several times already, sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
I haven't been around a lot,
yeah.
So. But that's it's a good thing. Unfortunately, with the good comes the bad. With so much snow in the Midwest, we're going to have some issues. I just looked at the probabilities with water levels. So if those of you guys don't know water levels, it's basically a number that they set at pool level, meaning in a river. On this case, it's in Mississippi, but it happens on all rivers where they figure out what is going to be the level of river. They also have flow. So you figure out, okay, are they opening gates and lock scenarios? Like in the Missouri, they do the same thing. They do the same thing in all areas, whatever bigger river, they're going to do that. And the record of all time for the Mississippi River level was at 20.7. And there's probabilities at this point that say it could get to 22 feet. And unfortunately, things seem to be lining up to do the same, that exact thing right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think we go all the way back to, what, 1965 they had the high water? Somewhere back in there.
I think it's in that area.
But either here nor there. But the preparation that has to take place now, we're somewhat fortunate in the area. We live right on the Mississippi River, but we're elevated for the most part, our community is, but downriver is not. And I know they were talking north of here in Stillwater, Minnesota, on the St. Croix River. They're sandbagging ready.
Yeah.
So, and I'm sure this is going on around the Midwest because there's just been such a heavy snowfall this year.
Yeah.
So we were almost at 90 inches here for the year, which, you know, compared to out west is nothing. But
no, and the unfortunate part is there's a lot of people that like to come down to Red Wing to go fishing, and it's, you know, it's by Sunday, ramps will be closed, was my guess. It's going to be over 13, and it's at about 7.5 right now, 8. So it's going to go another 5 feet by the end of the week.
Well, it's growing vertical. And the reason this is happening is because we're having what we call a fast thaw, I believe.
Yep.
You know, where the temperature overnight does not go cold enough to slow down the melting process.
There's no freezing overnight.
Right, because we don't really have a lot of snow around us right now, but
no.
North of here is what we're concerned about. And it flows this way. So.
North end of the pipe. And again, the unfortunate part is if you're looking at doing any fishing down here, you best be doing it within the next
couple of days.
Four days, I would say, is going to be your max. Yeah. And then it becomes everything's blown out. But more importantly, they're going to be closing ramps pretty quick.
Okay.
And so one of those scenarios that comes up, and it's not exactly what you call fun.
Well, just be careful if you're going to be doing it.
You know, Don, they had some conversations recently, Wisconsin, about the wolves. And one of the things that we found is that they had the ability to contribute commentary, and the commentary was actually 3,500 comments that they actually released. And when they released the comments, they
who's releasing the comments?
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. They're going to release a plan, and the first of its kind in 25 years, and they're drafting this brand new thing, regulation. It would eliminate the existing 350 animal population goal, and there's a ton of people commenting on it, and it's a very heated subject, I have to say. You know, they've talked about having quotas, hunting groups, including Wisconsin Bear Hunters Association, Safari Club International. They want to restore a 350 wolf goal without setting a definitive guideline in which to base discretionary management decisions. Any effort to stabilize the wolf population will be questioned and likely challenged. And that was from Safari Club. And so then you also have conservation groups, meanwhile, applauded the lack of a numeric goal in the draft plan. By removing a arbitrary wolf population goal, it's important to make sure that the numbers of wolves are adaptable. As written in the plan, the state will have a sustaining, self-regulating, and genetically diverse population. And of course, the Chippewa tribes, they do not want any harvesting at all. And Wisconsin law, however, mandates a wolf season. But last year, a federal judge restored the endangered species protections for gray wolves across the country, including Wisconsin. And it's a heated topic. And I will say, from people that I know in Wisconsin, hunting and everything else, the wolf population is getting to be significant and creating some significant impact within farms, and becomes kind of a...
Well, they're not the prey to anything other than humans.
Exactly right.
So they're going to multiply.
Yeah. And with an abundance of food source, there's no...
Right.
No stopping.
I mean, there's a lot of, you see ads on TV even now that they help, you know, cull the deer population for CWD and things like that. I mean, there probably are some benefits to it, but on the downside is some of the ranchers or farmers that have livestock that probably see a problem.
Well, it also can be if you're out in the woods, just wandering around in, you know, that area. It could be.
I actually saw a reel just recently. Two wolves had two grizzlies up a tree, and one came down, and the wolves came in, and he went right back up the tree. Now, I didn't expect to see that.
All right. Entertaining. Prey or preyed on?
Yeah.
One of the two. All right. We're going to be right back. Hang tight. More Valley Outdoors.